Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay. In the interest of time, let's just move on here to the Western Conference. You better use FQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. We just did the East, now we'll do the West. So the projections right now, the standings right now that we know about, right, what the seedings would be. I said three things there, and I finally got it right on the third. Seedings was what I meant. The Jazz are the one seed. The 4-5 would be the Clippers and Mavericks. The 3-6 would be the Nuggets and Lakers. Utah's the one. Phoenix is the two. And we first have to determine who their opponents will be in round number one from the play-in tournament.
Yep, Memphis at Portland will decide the first team to make the playoffs as of right now. Memphis at Portland, I would have Portland as a 4-point favorite in the game. Obviously, we saw lots of interesting dramatic moments between these teams recently, and it'll be fun to kind of run it back again, honestly. I'll advance Portland just from a win probability standpoint. I don't have a strong opinion on the game. If we got to the game, I would actually consider betting like Grizzlies money line, to be honest, let's see what the line is and kind of what we get. I think Portland is more likely to win. We'll advance them. They get the first spot. The 9-10 would be San Antonio and Golden State. I would have Golden State about a 4.5-point favorite right now in that game. I would advance Golden State. So Spurs eliminated, and you end up with Memphis hosting Golden State. I have like no clue what the number would be in this game. My raw
Memphis,
number right now
Memphis
is Memphis.
Memphis would be favored. Memphis would be like 1.5, 2.
My raw number is Memphis by 2.4 right now in the game. But like, is that actually what's going to happen? People aren't going to bet Golden State in the game if they advance out of the first game?
Well, what do you think it would be opened at a pick? Like, Golden State can't be favored, right?
Yeah, I mean, No, I don't think they can be favored. If we get everybody for both sides, I think Memphis is like a tiny, tiny favorite in the game. We can be fun and advance Golden State if you want, or we can advance Memphis. It doesn't really matter to me. I would have Utah beating either one. But we can advance Golden State to make a comeback.
Yeah, let's advance Golden State. Yeah.
Cool. So we end up with Golden State at Utah round one. I did simulate that, so that's why I bring it up. Game one, I would have Utah as a 9.5-point favorite.
I was going to say 9. I'm good at this. Okay, good.
And I would have them -800 to win the series, and Golden State +650 would be my price. Total in game one, by the way, would be 228 if anybody cares. I would have Utah advancing.
And how many games? 5?
Yeah, Warriors probably win one, and one other one is super competitive.
Okay. We're on the same page there.
Yep. Jazz advance. Next series, Dallas at Clippers, rematch of Luka bubble, dramatics, which is really interesting. The problem is, like, I literally don't think anything has changed. The funny thing is Porzingis is hurt right now, and that was part of the problem in the first series. So it's like exactly the same. It's so stupid. I preliminarily would have the Clippers about 5.5, 6 in game one, and I have them about -400, -450 to win the series. I would advance them in the series.
Clippers in 6, same as the bubble.
Yep. The next series is a complete disaster to try to handicap. So Lakers at Denver. Let's assume everyone's playing for the Lakers in the game, and let's assume everyone's playing for Denver except Jamal Murray. That'd be a really fun way to approach it. If that's true, you have to remember game one is on the road in this series. I would have the Lakers a 3-point road favorite in game one. I have them about -350 to win the series, something like that, just with home court advantage involved. I could hear arguments that it should actually be higher than that, but I had a little bit of trouble making a series price in this because I was like, how high do I want to make the Lakers if I'm assuming everyone's healthy? Like, big favorite, but like, how big? That was something I had a hard time with.
Tell you what, wouldn't bet Denver. How about Phoenix? Yeah. How about Phoenix and Portland in the 2-7?
I mean, I like Portland, and I think this could actually be a really, really long series. I would actually probably bet series games over in this series.
I think it goes 7.
And I think the totals would be staggering. My total for game one is 231.5 right now, and it's one of the largest totals I have for any playoff series. So, and I think it could actually be higher than that. Like, I think this could be just be a nuts series, basically. I have Phoenix favored by 6 in game one, and I have them about like minus 380 to win the series
Portland
right now.
Money line game one.
At plus 6, so whatever that's going to be, plus 2.
First
or
playoff game basically for everyone on the Suns except for Chris Paul against Dame time.
Sure. Could be a lot of Blazers cover but don't win are probably contained in that number too. So, and again, these are just kind of my projections. I'm not saying when we get there that's what it's going to be, but this is a good first look, I think. And trying to think about this series is interesting from a dog standpoint too. Like, what should Phoenix really be in the series to win with no playoff pedigree whatsoever against a team that's actually been in the conference finals before? You know, the point spreads in the game will be interesting too, because those two things should kind of move in tandem with each other. You know, are you telling me Phoenix is going to be 4 in these games? Really? Like, I don't know if that's true. So I think that's another very interesting series.
The series price on Jazz Clippers would be what?
Clippers is a very, very tiny favorite, like minus 120 even, something like that was my number.
I bet the Clippers. The Lakers Suns would be what?
I mean, Lakers by a ton. So honestly, like probably, because like we're all
fine if, ton.
At Phoenix, like minus probably about 300 again, honestly.
Okay, I was going like to say, like, yeah. The number starts with a 2 or a 3. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Because if we're proceeding like everyone's cool, everyone's good, and that they should be that big a favorite against Denver, then they kind of have to be at least favored against Phoenix. Maybe it's like slightly less, basically. So I ended up with Clippers. I ended up with Clippers-Lakers in the conference finals.
So did I. What would the series price be?
Lakers, like, minus 200.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And who would you bet?
Minus 180, something like that. Probably the Clippers, if it was that. But
I've got the Clippers winning the series.
I haven't had the bandwidth to really think about Lakers Clippers on a large scale level yet, because I kind of want to see how everybody looks for the Lakers.
We deserve it, honestly. We as a people, we deserve Lakers Clippers.
I think Sixers Lakers Finals or Sixers Clippers the Doc Rivers Finals would be very interesting. I think those would both be.
Sixers Clippers has no juice. Sixers Lakers has juice.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, realistically, is it Nets Lakers a lot of the time? Probably. But yeah, that's kind of how I had it playing out. The series price is fascinating. Portland Phoenix, trying to think about that. Miami Brooklyn, trying to think about that. Those are two really interesting ones.
We're going to do this, by the way, with the NFL coming up in the second segment, hour number two. Noops in the third segment of hour number two. And kicking off hour number two is our buddy Eno Saris from The Athletic. As we turn our attention, we're going to take our toes, we're going to put them on the slab, and we're going to talk some Major League Baseball next on You Better You Bet.